Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Springtime.
It's still bleak.
What a first week of spring, huh?
And, you know, it's springtime.
Springtime.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go. All right, the rest of you. It's spring.
Spring, of course.
Huh? You know, spring.
Yeah, woo!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, good morning. Liz filling in for JP once again today, and it's the first day of spring. Finally.
It is?
It is. Yes. It is the official first day of spring. Won't officially be spring until 4:58 p.m.
Okay.
We're just going to go ahead and round
up. That's the wonderful music she's playing right now. It's very like,
so happy.
I feel like I need to have my hands out and birds and
like a
and
Disney
all sorts
princess.
Of stuff.
Woodland creatures will come and land on your hands and you can sing to them.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't quite hit the notes that they usually hit in those cartoons at that moment, but
everything in the 7-day forecast is above 55.
That's the best news I've heard in weeks,
right?
I think spring is finally here, which is nice. We got a, you know, we got a Husker baseball game in yesterday too.
So what?
I saw that.
Did they swim?
Kind of. Yeah, they got the field fixed, man. I tweeted it out. My brother-in-law is the guy who does the fields down there. I've mentioned it quite a few times. And he's the one in charge of that ragtag group of crazy people. And, man, he has been so stressed. They all have for the last few weeks trying to get that thing ready.
Oh, I bet.
The university's like...
Well, it was covered in snow.
Right.
Yeah. They went out there and shoveled the thing. Like, you have to push
hand shovel.
Yes. And then it snowed, like, the last snow we got, like, 4 more inches.
Right.
On top of it.
Oh.
And it was like... I've never seen... I mean, he had 2 tours in Iraq. And he's a tough guy. And he's got, like... half the hearing in his right ear. I've never seen him so defeated.
Oh,
when that snow came. Like, you know.
How
so
are
like,
we gonna get the mud off of this?
But
grass.
No, they got it done. So it's awesome, and it just feels good. It's like because we're obviously the state right now. We still have all sorts of crazy stuff.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it's nice to you know, it's like a minor victory. It feels like
right
that we had the start of baseball here in town. Some of the high schools are starting to play now.
Return to a little bit of normal, a tiny bit of normal.
I'm waiting for the day because I bought some really new, nice new running shoes. And I'm so excited to go run around Holmes Lake, and I'm just waiting.
It's probably kind of muddy. A lot of that track is
still nasty.
If you do the big loop, a lot of that is dirt. So I bet there's still a decent amount of mud.
So I'm holding off on that. That'll be when I think it'll feel like spring.
Once everything kind of dries out a little bit, you can take your dog out and not be ankle deep in mud.
Yeah, I talked to one of my close friends. He plays on my softball team. He drives in from Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking a little bit yesterday. They listened to the show out there, and he was mentioning how, like, they're down to just drinking nothing but beer. And he's like, you know, it's actually kind of glorious. Like, I'm not actually that mad right now. I'm just drinking beer all the time. And he's like, I even told my wife, like, I'm doing this for her. And I saved all the water for her and my daughter. And I'm just like, sacrifices have to be made.
I mean, I suppose it also helps you forget if you haven't showered in several days and you smell terrible.
Oh,
but if you're
Paul
drunk.
Paul doesn't shower very often.
Who cares?
I don't think Paul showers too often. So I think he's kind of one of those big, hairy, just big, burly dudes that you just assume he doesn't shower but like once a week. It's all good. Yeah, it'll happen.
With beer and mud, it's basically stampede.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we got your good things and couples therapy. JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Carrie Underwood is using Instagram to reveal that in her mind, she's struggling to get back into shape after welcoming her second son, Jacob. She shared a mirror selfie taken at the gym, which she looks amazing.
She does. She looks fantastic.
Yes, she really does. But she wrote, quote, I'm going to be honest, bouncing back after having Jacob has been much more difficult than after I had Isaiah, and I've been pretty hard on myself lately. Carrie, who went on to share that she has lost a lot of progress that she previously made at the gym, went on to share she is trying to be kinder to herself. Quote, right now I make a promise to myself to start appreciating what my body can do and stop focusing on what it can't. I promise to stop analyzing every angle and every curve and every pound and every meal, which is probably healthy.
She looks
amazing, though.
She looks incredible. Like, I would love to look like her, and I've had no babies. And it's like, okay, come on, man. But no, I think that's a great
thing. It's always worse
mindset.
In our own heads.
Exactly.
Well, Jake Owen admitted to doing something on stage that sounds like a lot of fun. For him, mostly. Not so much for his band. Quote, when I'm out on the road with the guys in my band, there are a lot of nights where I'll say to myself, I'm going to play this next note or go into this part of this weird song just to see if the band can follow me. He says he doesn't do it to be mean or to keep them in line. It's mostly about keeping things interesting and fun, and he's not super serious about it. He says he actually has faith that the guys will just keep up. Quote, I know they can, and if we all pull it off together, it's going to be so fulfilling to do that. But if we don't, screw it. We'll do it next time.
That's funny.
Meanwhile, his band is back. They're like, what is this guy doing?
I've always thought that'd be like my worst nightmare as a band member, is like, do they know what's coming? Do they not?
The that Chris Jansen show the three of us were at, mm-hmm. where he was on stage forever that night, and he just kept, after the concert was over, his drummer was like, we have never practiced like the last 8 songs we just
yes,
did.
Yes, he does. He just goes rogue,
yeah, he
man.
Just started singing songs, and we were like looking around like, all right, here we go.
Mr. Frontman is feeling it. Yeah, I guess we'll try it. That one. We're still getting paid if this sucks, right?
You're not going to fire me.
George Strait and Blake Shelton are headed to Boston together this summer. They are teaming up for a concert at Gillette Stadium just outside of Boston on August 17th. In an Instagram video that was part of the announcement, Blake tells someone off camera, that's not possible. He retired. He made a huge announcement. He said, I'm retiring. I'm not going to tour anymore. In a separate interview then, George responds, I don't know where that came from. I guess when I said I wasn't going to tour anymore, they thought maybe I was retiring, but that was never my intention.
Ha!
So,
that's right.
He's
yeah.
the king. He's like Chuck Norris.
I meant what I said.
Which is...
pretty much.
Which is, I'm not going to tour except when I do.
Yeah. Right. Why not?
Tickets for that concert go on sale March 29th, which happens to be the same day George's 30th studio album, Honky Tonk Time Machine, jeez. Is released. Busiest retired man anywhere. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, got some good things, some great ways to start your day, and couple therapy on Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Okay, so my good thing comes out of Chicago on St. Patrick's Day, where obviously that is an insane place to be on yes. St. Patrick's Day. And there's a woman named Alina, and she works as a waitress. And the restaurant where she works was short-staffed that day. And so her dad, he's retired. He was like, you know what? I can be a busboy. So dad came in and was a busboy. Well, dad is also a retired cardiologist. He used to work at Harvard. And within 5 minutes of clocking in, he had to save a woman's life.
Wow.
There was a woman who started choking. Dr. Busboy stepped in, did the Heimlich maneuver, saved her, called 911. Everybody's good. 5 minutes in, he saved someone's
That's
life.
Excellent. That's something out of a movie. I love it.
My good thing is a tweet I got from a friend, and it starts out by saying pro tip. So everybody listen up. I thought it was fantastic. It says, pro tip, when sharing the queso with colleagues at a Mexican restaurant, double dip the first chip to establish yourself as the alpha. You're welcome.
Okay, I saw that you liked it or retweeted it or something, yeah. and the first thing that came into my head was, act like that's going to stop me.
Right?
I was like, yeah. double dip, you think that's going to stop me from getting into some queso?
Bow,
you're
bow,
joking.
Bow, bow. Yeah.
I'll eat it just because you're being an a-hole.
Exactly. I was like, never going to stop me. Okay, so today's the first official day of spring. Obviously, people are going to start thinking about spring cleaning, opening up their houses. Well, I'm not super interested in that, but so this was a great thing for me to come across this morning. Spring cleaning is apparently as bad as smoking on your lungs.
That's
if you're
right.
cleaning with
yeah.
all the windows closed, there was a study done in Norway.
You kick up all the dust
you
in your house?
All the dust and all the cleaning products. And so when they did lung capacity tests on people that had been cleaning for days and smoking for days, the people that had actually been cleaning inside with the windows closed had lower lung performance.
Oh, because you're spraying all kinds of chemical
yes.
and kicking up.
Exactly.
So open your windows.
So basically,
use this as an excuse
right,
to not clean.
Don't do it.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, an amazing discovery from the Nebraska Floods, and we have your couples therapy. Keep it here, JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Liz filling in for JP on Kix 96.9.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on the Kix Morning Show. Liz sitting in for JP today, and Nick sent us this article yesterday. Mm-hmm.
This took the internet by storm.
It was awesome.
Right. But see, I was so confused because I was in the middle of something, and all I saw was a message from Nick to the two of us that said, God is good.
Wait, this is just not a normal Nick. Message you get from
no,
Nick.
No, not from me.
Not at all.
God is always looking out. That's all I know from this story.
So basically, this is the story that has taken the internet by storm. In the midst of all the destruction caused by the floods,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There was this bright moment that happened yesterday that I think everybody must have needed.
Yes. It's like that one ray of sunshine when it's cloudy that fights through, shines down, and there happens to be a refrigerator.
So there's a man named Kyle Simpson, and his property out on the Platte River was lost to the floods, and he was out there cleaning mud and muck mm-hmm. off the property, mm-hmm. and they'd been out there all day.
Long day
and
of work.
Yeah, he and his friend Galen Stauffer, and they had like a mile to go in chest high in their waders, yeah. and I mean it was a lot. And Galen said, "Is that a fridge? That looks like a refrigerator," and it was all tangled up in some weeds and debris.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on its back 50 yards from what remained of the road near Linwood in Butler County. And it was, in fact, a refrigerator. They opened it up. It was completely full of ice cold beer.
Oh, man. Top shelf Busch Light, bottom
and
shelf Bud Light.
Busch Light. Like,
yes. Ugh. And the best part is, too, is like, if you try to picture in your head two guys that would own a bunch of land where you said it's out in their waders trying to clean up mud and doing a long day's work.
Yep.
These guys look like those dudes.
They
got the beards, gray beards, stocking cap, camo waders.
Camo on camo with like the Husker camo. It's
Husker camo.
Yeah.
And these guys are those dudes.
Yep.
I like that in celebration of this, they took their first ever selfie.
Which is so cute because they look so happy.
They've got the fridge open. You can see all the Busch Lights inside it on that top shelf. And they've got the thumbs up. And this was the first selfie they'd ever taken.
So the crazy part is, so they post this thing on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it starts getting like thousands and thousands of shares and all this
right.
stuff.
Yep.
And the owner of the fridge is on Facebook and looks at it and goes, wait a minute. My dad, we keep a just one layer of Busch Light mm-hmm. for my dad, and then we've got the Bud Light for another family member. Holy crap, that's my fridge.
And that fridge had already survived a fire. The house burned down a few years ago, and that fridge survived the fire.
That now, seems like a rabbit's foot.
Right? Now this fridge survived the floods and ended up miles away, still full of ice-cold beer.
The question
That's
is
wild.
The
it's a magic fridge.
Owner,
it is a
right?
magic fridge.
So the question is, if you're the original owner, right, this fridge is on a journey. Like, it is on a journey in life. It's
like the brave little toaster, kind of.
No, it's out on this deal. Do you let these guys keep the fridge, or do you ask for the fridge back?
They're returning the fridge.
Are they?
Yeah, you need to give that fridge back.
They said minus some of the beers.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
There's an IOU inside there, four Busch Lights and five Bud Lights. My buddy got a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we need to find, like, a children's book illustrator to please write a book like the Brave Little Toaster, the Brave Little Busch Light fridge.
Dude, we might have just figured out how to get Coryell to actually sleep at night. We could read her this story right before bed.
The brave Coryell, come here. We're gonna read you
the little beer fridge, the beer fridge that could.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Coming up, we got your couples therapy and free Bacon Fest tickets on Kix 96.9.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP again today, and we haven't even begun to like really talk about it. And we have already dissolved into laughter about this mystery pooper on
There's,
the great wipe way.
How many times in the last year has there been a mystery pooper? This there was the mystery pooper on the like high school football field.
Yeah.
There was the mystery pooper that was jogging every morning and pooping on someone's lawn.
People who are in power, like the vice principal and stuff like that.
I know, like, come on, shouldn't you be past that?
Yes.
You know my favorite part about this story we're about to tell people about?
Huh.
I feel like this is such a cool combination of our two favorite things.
Broadway
for Broadway you,
and poop?
And pooping.
And I poop like for Nick.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things I do every day. So like, I feel like we're combining our two favorite things, Lauren. This is great.
So this happened about a week ago, and it was... Well, it's in two different buildings. Both places they happened to be auditioning for the Magic Mike musical.
That is one of my favorite details of this.
Which is apparently in the works because they're holding auditions for it. In New York. And so here's how it was. Here's how it was described. One of the representatives from the show walked out of the main room where they were auditioning into the hallway where everyone's waiting and slipped. And she stopped and said, "Oh, I think I just stepped in."
Bleep.
Yeah. Quote, we all laughed, thinking she was using it like in a slang way, like, oh, this is a mess.
Yeah.
But then we all started to smell it. Someone pooped on the floor at a Broadway audition.
No. Like, do you think they were told, like, hey, you're not good enough to be a Magic Mike? Really?
Yeah. One of the people that auditioned said the first theory was that someone carried it off the street on their shoes. But there's no way that was plausible, given
New York.
Given that it looked like, well, a fresh pile.
I can say, though, it is surprisingly easy for humans to poop without you realizing. I worked at Six Flags as a lifeguard. The amount of times that we would have to shut down the ride, not because it was on the slide, but because it was on the stairs.
Ew.
Was way too many times.
The way you started that, I thought that was going to be a Coryell Thomas story.
I don't want to embarrass her, but yeah. She could tie into that, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's going to not be my friend anymore. After
so it actually happened again at another building, like, the next day. And these are well-trafficked areas. Like, people are there. And so no one can figure out how nobody noticed. So because these are all performers, now people have started putting skits together and stuff and tweeting them out. There's one called SPU, Special Pooping Unit, where Detective Brown demands of a witness any details you can help us flush out. And they're just like
puns. Funny.
Yes. Carnivals of puns.
So my favorite part about this whole thing is when we were bringing up the story, Lauren's like, oh yeah, like on Broadway Twitter, this is a huge story.
It was. Everyone was talking about it last week. Yes, everyone was talking about it last week. One of my friends was at one of the auditions and it was like one of the people, everyone was like, did you see anything, Shauna? And she was like, I didn't see anything.
Did you smell anything?
Right.
I think it happened
after I left.
I've never thought about being part of Broadway Twitter, but I kind of, this is the kind of stuff that's going on,
yeah.
I want to be on there.
I want to be in it.
This is great.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we got your couples therapy on Kix 96.9, and keep listening for your Millionaires Club as well. It's here with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Listen for JP on Kix 96.9.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's time for couples therapy, and today, Becky.
When we get into this, as we're getting into this, my wife goes, so today's couples therapy, right? And I go, yeah. She goes, is she going to be into that? Like, is she going to be good? I go, oh, honey, Liz has lived through some things. She has
seen some things in my few short years, honestly.
Stories about couples that she can obviously put. And she's friends with Coryell, so she's got plenty of advice to give.
I love giving unsolicited advice, so this is like my favorite day of the week.
It's your dream.
This is my dream. So Becky called in to get some of our and your unsolicited advice.
This is solicited. She asked.
Yeah, she asked.
You're right. So Becky called in about her husband, Milton.
Yeah.
So, Becky, what's going on?
What's going on? We're here.
How can we help you?
Mad Milt. I'm going to call him Mad Milt.
Listen, I really need your help because my husband, Milton, we've been married for 22 years.
Okay.
So, wow. You
know, we have two kids. He's outstanding at the gym. Like, he'll go to the gym. He works out. I love that about him. But here's the thing. He wants to have a man bun now.
Does he already have long hair?
46. He's growing it out.
Okay.
It's been, you know, for 6 months, he's been growing his beard out, which I'm actually okay with. That looks hot to me. But
the beard?
The beard. You're digging the beard?
Okay.
Every man has a beard right now.
So he's doing
it's very
beard.
In of him.
It's very hot.
A beard and a man bun.
A man bun, though, guy. He's 46. And, like, we, you know, our son is 16. I don't understand it. You have to help me. Because I tell him, look, even my friends, you know, will tell him, we make fun of people with man buns. Like, they're in their 40s.
Okay, my first question for you.
Where this is coming from.
Is he hot? I mean, I know you're biased, but is your husband hot?
He really is. But, you know, I he is. We work out together. It's something that's important to us. But I think that, you know, that's why he's starting to want this, because when we're at the gym, we see these young guys, and, you know, sometimes I think he feels like he's got to keep up, but not with a man bun.
I feel like we're already, like, getting past man bun. No. Like, we're over the hump with man buns, I think.
There's a lot of man buns out there.
Man bun.
You're on team man
bun.
Yeah,
I think it's
hot. Oh, Lord.
All right, well.
I love a man with a lot of hair.
He's not losing his hair, but I mean, he's starting to thin. And look, imagine how that's going to look.
Well, then this is the only time.
Is he going to look like Lurch when he takes it down, though? That's my only question, is like, when it's not in a man bun, is he going to look like a creepy butler with long, stringy, like, balding hair?
Okay, you two, let's bring him on. Let's bring on, golly.
Mad Milt.
How about just Milton, all right? That's the name his mama gave him. Milton.
I like Mad Milt.
Jump
I like
on
Mad
here.
Milt. I'm on this team on this one.
Wow. You guys are getting teamed
all right,
up on poor Milton.
So, that's not anti. That's awesome.
Yeah, no,
we're not
like
against him. That's
Mad
a cool
Milt.
Name.
Yeah.
All right. So, what I assume. Why do you want a man bun, Milton?
You guys have busted on me, man.
No, we're not.
Yes, they are. Well, I'm here for you, buddy.
I went and saw that movie, Thor. I think I enjoy having fun, and it's you know, everybody has beards now. Everybody seems to be growing their hair.
Are you trying to look like a hot Viking, Milt?
I'm trying to feel good.
I mean,
hot Viking?
Yeah, are you trying to look like a hot Viking? Because that's the vibe I'm getting here. Are you trying to, like, Hulk out like
You're
Thor and look like a sexy Viking?
No, like Thor. I was like, what do you mean a sexy Viking? Like Thor.
Yeah, like Thor. Is that
trying to picture what that would even look like.
Okay.
I think it's a cool look, and I enjoy you guys.
All right, so here's what we got then. So you're wanting to grow out a man bun. You're 46. How does your 16-year-old kid, how's he handling this?
I hope he thinks it's cool.
Or has he even looked at you in the last 3 months? He doesn't care.
I don't know. His friends come over.
That's true.
Are you ready for his friends to think you're the hot dad? Because if you get a beard and a man bun, I don't care really what your face looks like, because we're not going to see it anymore. And all anybody's going to see is the man bun and the beard. So you have to be ready to be the hot dad.
I don't think you're dissuading him.
Yeah, you might be convincing him. You're not helping.
Exactly.
That's the side you're on, though.
Becky's like,
all right, so what side are you on? Are you on Becky's side?
I'm on Mad Milt's side.
Yeah.
All right, how about you, Lauren?
I'm actually on Milton's side, too. It's just hair.
What?
Yes. Oh,
if you hate it, you'll cut it off.
All right.
Whatever. It's just hair. You're not saying I want a sleeve of tattoos or something permanent.
Right.
It's just hair.
So,
be on my side.
As a dude, I'm not going to lie, I'm on her side. Because a lot of times when you see, like, the 46 to, like, mid-50-year-old dude that's, like, trying to pull off the man bun thing, it's like, oh, bro, you're trying hard right now. Like, trying super
way
hard.
Cheaper than a Corvette, guys.
That's true.
It's true. I like that, too.
So I'm going to be on her side. I'm going to say nay to the man. Beard, yes. Grow out a giant beard. That'd be awesome. No man bun for me.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show.
Should I do the beard? No man bun.
Now is your chance. Pick your side. 466-9696. You can also vote on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. We want to hear from you.
Good morning. Waking you up every morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick mornings. Get on out. Kicks 96.9.
Good morning. It is couples therapy. We had Becky call in because her husband, Milton, a.k.a. Mad Milt, super in shape in his mid-40s, wants to get a man bun and a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a lot of pros.
pro Mad Melt, but also maybe not so much. We've got some people who are against the man bun, think it's going to look ridiculous. What do you think?
All right. Well, I am completely against the man bun. I think they are ridiculous. I'm just so not down with it. And I'm almost 50. I'm 48. And if I saw some dude my age running around with a man bun, I'm on board to go. Just not happening. Don't do it.
All right. We got a tweet from Abigail also on this line. She says, if it looks dumb, and then it says, which it probably will, he can cut it off. And that's her suggestion.
Speaking of age, Leanna says, man bun, it's just hair, whatever. Guys, have you seen Johnny Depp in his man bun? We can't base this off age.
See? Thank you.
Solid point.
Johnny Depp, you say he looks good with his man bun?
Yes.
He looks like a cracked out crazy guy right now.
In a hallway, yeah.
Oh my God. But okay, so
things are not mutually exclusive.
Right. I get what you guys are saying though, because my wife just texts me and she goes, oh, shut up, Nick. You think any chick with a mohawk is hot? And I'm like, oh, that's probably true.
What? I'd be like anti-mohawk. Yeah. I'm doing whatever you want with your hair. Right. But I don't.
See, that's, and Jess is always like, she thinks it's just crazy. And I'm like,
and Jess has like the prettiest hair I've ever seen.
And I keep telling her, mohawk that thing, and she'll never do it.
What?
It'd be so hot.
No, your wife shouldn't. She has amazing hair. Why would she shave it off?
Because it'd be even more amazing as a mohawk.
No, it would
look so good. She'd be super.
We're putting you in couples therapy, and you're wrong.
She can grow back out.
You're going to lose.
Golly.
All right, we need more calls. You can vote on Twitter, Facebook, KX969, or give us a call at 466-9696. Man bun or not on Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
Good morning. We are in the midst of couples therapy, and wow, who would have ever thought that man buns could be so incredibly polarizing? But Becky called in because her husband, Milton, wants to get a man bun and the beard and do the whole like hulked out gym thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is closer. The polls are closer than a lot of our couples therapy usually are. Both Facebook and Twitter, it's about 60-40. Becky is winning. Team no man bun is winning.
Elena,
thing is just hair.
Elena tweets the show and says top knots are acceptable, no man buns.
That's the same thing.
I have no
idea. That's Cheyenne on Twitter, man bun and a beard is definitely a yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
You're just thinking of Aquaman. Like, I feel like that's Momoa, Jason Momoa.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm thinking
of. There is a certain type of individual that can completely pull this off and have no problem. And if he's that type of individual, then he's got a shot at it. But there's a lot of dudes that try to pull off the man bun, and you just want to, like, smack that thing off the top of their head because it looks so goofy.
Chrissy says...
And I feel bad for him.
Chrissy says, let him grow the man bun, keep it for a bit to get his fill, make sure to get a picture so you can throw it back in his face at the most appropriate time, and then have him get a haircut. Yeah. It's just hair.
So you got something you can make fun of him for and then say, now get rid of it.
Hi, Kix. All right, whose side are you on?
I think I'm going to go with Milton on this one.
Why is that?
And say he can grow it out and then donate it to Locks of Love after the wife gets too tired of his man bun and the attention.
Hot and charitable. I love it.
Everybody wins.
My wife, like, because I'm lazy, I don't get my hair cut but like every 4 months or so, and it gets real shaggy and long, like it's kind of getting shaggy now, and I don't like to shave but about every 4 months, and she'll like come up to me and go, please tell me you're not trying to grow out a man bun. And I'm like, no, honey, I'm just not cutting my hair. I'll cut it soon and we'll get back to normal, and then I'll shave my face down a little bit.
Well, we were talking about that weird in-between stage, too, where the man bun is a great end product, but like then halfway through you have the weird like toddler ponytail because it just has to sit right on the top of their head with their bangs, and it's so
And then
not
you
cute.
End up looking like Cindy Lou Who.
Yes.
depending on where you start, too, because I think humans grow like, what is it, 4 inches of hair a year somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Yeah.
So it might be a few years that you're going to be in that in-between stage.
Hi, Kix. Whose side are you on?
Pick your battles. He'll get sick of taking care of it after a while.
That's a good point.
That
washing
is a really good
hair
point.
Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is a really good point. Even my 11-year-old, his hair was longer for a while, and he was like, do I really have to shower every day and brush it? And I was like, yeah. And he shaved it all off.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not going to brush my hair every morning.
That's a really great point, honestly, because, I mean, the water restriction has been the best thing that's ever happened to me because I have an excuse not to wash my hair.
Steph, so you have to do more things.
I feel like we're missing something super important, and Steph makes a good point. She says, guys, we need a pick of Milt in order to really make an informed vote here.
I agree, because if he's like big and hulky and trying to do the sexy Viking thing, yes, into it. But they're... You might not be able to pull it off.
All right,
that's Milton. Funny. After all this talk, what are your thoughts?
I know I'm going to look ridiculous. Everyone's going to make fun of it in 10 years, but I just want to do it. You know, I just want to have a little bit of fun before I lose the hair.
I love that's it. Fair. That's why we call you Mad Milt. You're just here to have some fun, Mad man. Milt.
God, Milt left the show with not just advice but a new nickname,
which
is awesome.
Becky, thoughts?
Well, I guess, you know, what made the most sense to me was the lady that said, pick your battles. And so just because of that, I kind of have a change of heart because it's not permanent. So I'm thinking maybe. I still don't want you to do it, Milton, but, I mean, you are pretty hot.
You realize he's going to start wearing, like, bandanas and all sorts of stuff.
It's going to be hot, man.
Looking like Macho Man Randy Savage walking around.
I look like I'm going to conquer some land or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we saved another marriage today,
there you
guys.
Go. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thank you for your help, I guess.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
When we went out for Halloween and I was Thor and I had that wig on and it was tied back, my wife texts me and goes, do not get any ideas based off of that stupid wig.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Good morning, the Kix Morning Show. Liz sitting in for JP today, and we were talking about what is something that your significant other, maybe a trend they've followed, that you were just not on board with.
Right, because in couples therapy, Milton wanted to grow out a man bun and his wife Becky was not having it. She was not interested in that at all.
That also sounded like another children's book, like Milton's man bun.
Milton and his man bun.
What did your significant other do that you are just not about?
All right, so I think it's actually my boyfriend that feels that it's my haircut. So he calls it the Karen haircut. And I want to talk to everyone's manager. So he's really with the haircut, but I love it. So
I just had to explain what that meant to my husband over the weekend. Like, if your hair looks, I was like, did my hair look like it needs to talk to the manager right now? And he was like, what are you talking about? It's a thing.
Oh, yes.
I love it. Thank you. No, that is such a good one because can I speak to a manager haircut has kept me from cutting my hair off ever.
It's like the John and Kate plus eight. The Kate Goslin haircut.
Yes.
Needs to talk to a manager.
We got a tweet coming in from Fresh 402 and he says, my wife hates every football season because it comes close to murder. I let my beard grow out from kickoff at the start of the season until the Super Bowl. So we're talking September to February. I do the same thing.
Half the year.
I do the same thing. And then he goes, I look like I'm kind of homeless by the end of it. And she super hates football season strictly because of my beard.
You have to keep it, you know, trimmed up and tight end up looking kind of...
One time I came home and had the bright idea for a football tournament. I was going to do a mohawk. I was actually working here.
What is your mohawk deal?
I had a mohawk and it was awesome. It was like a 6-inch. My hair was about 6 inches long. And you should have saw our management team when I came walking in the building with mohawk.
I can only imagine.
They were not super proud of me. I'll tell you that right now.
What is your significant other done?
Yeah, so my fiance got unfortunate genetics when it comes to hair. He started balding at the age of 23. So his way of creatively expressing himself is through his mustache.
Okay.
One football season, he had a Fu Manchu the entire season.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a little over a year ago. Then he did a handlebar mustache with like the mustache wax and everything. And he had like a comb and he would sit there and like twist it all the time. It was
your
horrific.
Fiance sounds so cool.
Like Snidely Whiplash.
Yes. And he talked about bringing that handlebar mustache back. And I'm like, please no.
They're coming back in fashion.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's true. They're coming back in fashion. And like a lot of these guys with man buns have the Fu Manchus.
A lot of
that.
It's the, especially like if you go to any type of like beer hall, you will find these haircuts and these mustaches a lot.
Yes, absolutely. A lot. I had a quote unquote.
The JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Date with a man from Tinder just because his mustache was so epic.
I was going to say, your Tinder profile's going to be crazy now.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP today, and we are in what? Day three of our water restrictions?
Yes.
This week feels 4 weeks
long. Probably a 7 day span that we're going to be doing this.
Yeah, based on the news conference they gave again yesterday, it does not seem to be ending anytime soon. They were super proud of us because yesterday we saved 3 million gallons.
That's awesome.
Although, if you think about what they're asking for and what happened. So they were looking for a 50% reduction among residential customers. That represents 10%.
Yeah,
that's a 10% reduction.
Yeah, we're like, I think like 24 million is what we use in Lincoln a day.
Oh, it was in the 30s, and but they were able to produce 32, and so we had to get it under that. We're just barely under what they're able to produce.
Did you guys see the video that 1011 put out where it showed like the moment that everything went haywire?
Yes,
it was amazing. No,
it's amazing. Well, with the water rushing at it, and then you could see the electrical.
Yep,
all popping.
That's scary.
The ground starts giving way, and then it falls. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy deal. Last night, and I think a lot of parents are going through this right now because we have our 6-year-old little Carter man, and before bed, Carter goes in to use the bathroom. And he doesn't flush, you know, because it was yellow, so he let it mellow. And Jess yells down, "Carter, did you forget to flush?" And Carter goes, "The mayor says I don't have to."
Yeah.
So yes. Jess was like, "You're a little smart aleck."
I've seen several tweets like, "Every time I flush the toilet, I feel like I should apologize to Chris Beiler." Sorry, Chris.
There's been a lot of people, Chris, I've noticed jumping on Twitter to make sure people know exactly how they're bathing themselves and how long they're bathing themselves.
People have been posting screenshots of their shower times, and now it's become a competition of who can take the shortest shower.
One person posted on there, "I turned it on, got my hair wet, turned it off. I got out, washed my hair over just standing out on the floor, and then I got back in and washed
it
out real quick."
Why would you get out?
Right.
I did that too, the camp shower. You know, you turn the water on to get wet, then you scrub all up till you're ready to rinse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But why would you ever step out of the shower? You still want to stand over the drain because you're wet and there's soap coming off you.
Yeah.
I will say some of the things that I've noticed, like I was at Hy-Vee yesterday and was buying some dinner, and someone walked up and asked why all the fish were all wrapped up. And because normally it's on a big bed of ice and they're like, "Well, we're not doing ice right now." Went over with a few buddies over to our favorite local establishment, and it's red Solo cups for everybody.
Yes. Okay, there's one thing that I will notice, and I'm going to complain about. Obviously, all the restaurants and bars around town have to use disposable one-time use cutlery and cups and things, and that's great. But I'm sorry, my mixed drink should be stronger. I went out for a margarita last night for Taco Tuesday. That thing was chock full of ice, and I was like, excuse me, there should be more margarita mix and tequila in here than there should be ice.
And tell them what happened with your car.
Oh, yeah. On the way here yesterday morning, it was dark, ran over a skunk that had already been killed, but I think I got every one of my tires on it somehow.
Oh, it smelled terrible.
It smelled
You drove
horrible.
In a circle over it, so you get all four tires.
So it stopped. Is it dead yet? I'm back over it. Okay, I'm going to run over it again.
You could smell it in the Kix studio.
No, it was
That's
terrible.
How pungent it was just from the outside
coming
of my
in
car.
Yesterday morning.
I didn't want to say anything, but I kind of figured that was your car.
Yep.
That was the smell.
And but you can't get a car wash anymore.
Yeah, it seeped into my car. And so everything online said you need to go get your undercarriage washed, no pun intended, and like go get your tires washed, and said, well, we can't because of the water restrictions.
Right.
And so, you know, I loved the tweets that I was getting last night. Like, have you thought about tomato juice? You could just throw
it
in
your whole car.
Yeah, I was like, toss tomato juice at it? But it smelled so bad. So in the rain yesterday, I was driving with all my windows down, and then we were walking out from dinner last night, and I was trying to explain to the people, I was like, no, when you walk up to my car, you can smell how bad it
is. Yeah, it was bad.
And one of the like very quiet women that I was with was like, oh, that's foul. Yeah,
I know. Did you guys see yesterday by like 2 o'clock, they had a list out of complaints that had been called in? It was like 8 complaints. One of them was that jerk water in their yard.
Yeah.
Why
was it really?
Watering your yard? Yes.
On top of everything else, it was raining.
I know.
Even if there weren't water restrictions. It actively rained all day yesterday.
No, grass is alive right now.
Yes, it was.
No, I saw somebody called in. Their neighbor was hosing down his driveway.
Come on, guys. Water that concrete.
Let's all continue to take it seriously. Today's goal is to save 5 million gallons, apparently. Right. It's been officially set out. So we can do this, people.
I'm not showering today.